Once upon a time, Annie was frozen by her anxiety. She could hardly move or see joy anywhere, until one day, she realized her own thoughts could thaw her from the inside. Annie began using her thoughts more and more each day until she warmed up. Then she discovered she was living in a beautiful, enchanted forest, which she can now fully experience. This is Annie's Manifesting Success Story.
Hello and welcome to this episode. I am your host, Cassie Parks, and I am so excited to be back with Annie today for another chapter in her Manifesting Success Story. Welcome, Annie.
Hi, Cassie.
Hi.
All right. Well, let's start with this. What is awesome?
Everything. Absolutely everything is awesome. It's awesome that yesterday was a tax deadline and I'm all done. And taxes are awesome. My relationship is awesome. My work is awesome. We're buying a house. That's awesome.
Oh, that is awesome. Speaking of your relationship, do you have any new jewelry? Do you want to update us?
Yay! I do. Yes. My sweetie took me to Estes Park and proposed and surprised me with cabin in the mountains, and we went on a hike, and so we're blending our families, and he has two boys and I have one, and we are getting married in July. Well, Leo keeps saying May, so I'm open to that plan too, but we're planning for July.
Yay! Oh, that's awesome. I love it. Yeah.
Fabulous. Me too.
Well, let's talk about your manifested total, and we're going to do it a little bit different because you've kept it and you keep logs, but really let's just talk about the difference in income in the last, from when you started till now.
Yeah. When I started, when I started listening to your podcast, mm-hmm. I was making about $45,000 a year. And I was in an industry where I would have tapped out pretty close to then as far as my mobility. And I have quadrupled that. And so then I went into private practice. And I was making, I think, $45,000. And now I'm projected to make for 2022, 180.
Yay! That's amazing. How does that feel?
It feels awesome. It feels really, really awesome. And I found an awesome accountant that's helping me so much, because I know we've talked about in other podcasts. When I started, I hadn't done my taxes since I went into private practice. So I had 4 years of taxes and I had a ton of shame around it, because I was really good at the people part of my job. And the numbers part, I used the ostrich mentality where I just didn't look at it. But now I hired someone to look at the job.
Yes. Yay. And I just want to point out, like, the growth that I heard in the last, like, couple minutes. You knew that number was quadrupled. Like, that's how, even though you've hired someone to look at the numbers, like, you're also aware of the numbers. To know it's four times. Like, I don't think you would have done the math, or you would have thought to do the math or known that number before.
No. And those are hardcore numbers that, like, not ideas. I was just looking at it last night about my projected income and all of my deductions, and I know exactly where everything is, and I feel really good about it. That feels good to me.
Yes. Yeah. And I want to, of course, things can change and shift, but I wanted to do this math for you today and talk about it too, because I think it's amazing. So if you were making $45,000, obviously you were probably going to work another 20 years at least, right? Mm-hmm. And so that would have meant $45,000 times 20 years, $900,000. Mm-hmm. But $180,000 times 20 is $3.6 million. Like, you've actually, if we add that 3.6 to the 400 from your April total and from the last interview, like, That's manifested over $4 million.
Awesome.
Yeah. Like if you want it, right?
Yeah.
And I think that's what's cool about that.
Well, and I now have, before I was worried about so much, and I now have IRAs, I have stock portfolio, I'm investing in different areas. And so my money's growing in these different areas. And I'm starting to diversify, and that feels great. And I'm just starting to learn so much about money and the world of money that I was so terrified of before, and now I'm not. And that's great.
Yay. It is great. Right. I love that. And I love just like the possibilities that that opens for you, including possibly getting a house. Will you tell us about this house that you just looked at?
Yeah.
I mean, you're getting a amount. House, possibly this house.
Yes.
You're definitely getting a house.
Yes. So we've been thinking about house for a long time, and my current assignment on the Enchanted Circle program is to make a vision board. And so I had drawn out a little while ago the house I wanted, and then I thought we'll just start going and looking at houses. And I just thought we're in the beginning stages and kind of getting ideas and stuff. And so we went on Saturday and looked at this house that I had found, and it's up in the mountains, and it's absolutely beautiful. And then I had gotten my vision board that usually I glue pictures and stuff, but something was telling me not to glue pictures on it. And so I drew out, has lots of decks. I wrote a lot of words, and usually I glue pictures on top, but Leo came and saw and looked at this and said, "Oh, this is the house we looked at." And it's exactly the house we looked at.
It is exactly.
It has multiple decks, garage, a big sunroom kind of thing, window in it, windows at the top, multiple, like, I know it's kind of, it's just a, you know, just,
yeah.
I was planning on gluing stuff on top of this, multiple chimneys for the wood stove, and then beautiful views. Beautiful sunrises and sunsets. Nature nurtures our creativity. Beautiful inside and out, spacious, lots of storage. Everything that is on here was in the house we looked at. And it was really unique too. It's just neat. It's exactly what I've been thinking. And
yes.
It's just so fun to see that. Like, our thoughts are so important, and what we put our attention on, it's gold.
Yes,
It's like the mining. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
It's modern day mining.
Yeah, modern day mining. It is. It's, you know, and you can, you know, and the best part about that is you can create the gold, right? Like, the thoughts are what create it, not luck. Whereas like in mining, used to be like, oh, we have to go down here and we have to do all this work and maybe we'll get it. Maybe we're not. Like, when you put your thoughts there, you get it.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I love it because I asked, oh, is there a writing nook? Because I remember one of your very first scripts. We had picked a house to like base it on, which is what we do to put more energy in. And it's not about getting that house. It's about, oh yes, this is where I live and this is all of my people in it, right? And this was even before there was a partner, before that. And I asked you about the house. Does it have a lot of writing though? Or does it have a writing room? And your answer was,
yes.
Yeah.
It has all these little nooks. It has numerous little writing nooks. And I play my flute, and you walk out and there's all of these amazing rocks to play your flute on, or sit and read or meditate. And it just has the whole house has lots of space for everyone to have their space. And my partner's a writer also, and so he, like, we could put several little writing desks and it's just perfect. It really is perfect.
Oh, it's so amazing. I love it. Let's see. Which is, I mean, I think that that's part of your biggest aha about the law of attraction recently, right? What's the biggest aha that you've had about that? That you can have it all?
Yes. That I really can have it all. And that whenever these, whenever something that feels like a lack or feels like I can, like, wait a sec, I can do something about this, I can have it all.
Yes.
What am I paying attention to right now? And it is like retraining your brain and retraining your muscles to like, you'll feel yourself get into an old rut or an old, and like, and then you start seeing that old stuff and then you're like, whoa, 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 whoa. I am choosing this. I am creating this. Hop out and get where I want to be. And it, like, the agency and the control that I have is empowering.
Yes.
And I can have it all.
You can have it all. Oh my gosh, that's amazing. And I know that you would title this chapter of your manifesting success story. I'm going to read it exactly. It's All Coming Up Roses, How Sweet It Is. And just tell us a little bit more about that. And would that be what you would call like the last year, like your fourth year in the Enchanted Circle?
Yeah, the amount of love and sweetness and happiness that I have opened my capacity to and therefore experiencing on a daily basis is, it's breathtaking. It's it's awe-inspiring, and it is all coming up roses, and my life is sweet, and it's just it meets all my every needs, and it exceeds all of, like, everything I want and more. And it's pretty wonderful.
I love that. Including like amazing vacations to California with Leo, right?
Yeah.
And tell us how that vacation was different than 4 years ago. Well, I mean, I didn't think you went to California exactly 4 years ago, but vacation in general.
Well, honestly, this was the first vacation. Leo's 20 years old, and this is the first vacation we went anywhere but Missouri together. And so we flew to California. I have a dear friend who lives there, and she's getting ready to move to Scotland and wanted to go out and visit her before she moves to Scotland. And then we'll go see her in Scotland too. That'll be fun. But we, so Leo and I went, and it just all fell together perfectly. And Leo said, I said, what do you want to do while we're in California? And he said, see dolphins. And I said, okay, cool. We went to the ocean, and we were sitting on the beach, and this huge pod of dolphins came up and came so close to us, like, so like 30 feet away. And we walked for about an hour, and they followed, like, we're swimming in the same direction and playing. And it was just so cool. It was a beautiful vacation. And we had so much wonderful time with our friends. And Leo just, he played his guitar on the beach, and it was lovely.
Oh, that's amazing. And is it, yeah. I mean, was it ease? Was it money? What's the biggest reason anywhere outside of Missouri you hadn't gotten before together?
I think we just always went home to see my family.
Yeah.
And then if I went on little trips to see people, I would leave Leo. Mm-hmm. And Leo is doing really well now. He has, in the past, he's had a lot of needs that made it hard to travel with. And now those are disappearing. And he can do things like that now and go on vacations and have fun. That would have stressed him out a few years ago. And now it didn't. He just loved every minute of it. Yeah.
Yay. That's amazing. Do you believe you contributed to that ease and fun that he can now experience, like your life and who you are?
Yeah. I started realizing I can change that. I could change that too. And it was funny because we were getting ready to leave and things were feeling like I was worrying about stuff. Things weren't clicking. And I was like, this is familiar. Wait a second. And I took a shower and I imagined all of that old worry, all of that old, like, things having problems constantly. And then I imagined it all going down the drain. And then my life works out effortlessly and easy. My life is joyful. My vacations come together perfectly for us to have the most amount of joy and fun and connection and love possible. And then it just did. All of everyone we met were joyful and happy. And Leo and I had a great time together. And I can have a positive relationship with my child too. Do you know what I mean?
Like, yeah.
Like, it doesn't have to be that what I thought it was.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yay. That's amazing for both you and Leo.
Yeah.
So fun. I love it. And I know there was some relationship advice coaching that was about a cycle that was happening in your relationship that really made a shift. Will you share that shift or what you were thinking and how we shifted that?
Yeah, my relationship, we've been dating 3 years now, and every 4 weeks, like a few days out of the month, was like an old thing, like something that didn't represent like my new life, if that makes sense, or our relationship. Our relationship is peaceful and happy and effortless, except those for a few days. And then I was trying to remember the exact coaching I asked you about it, and you gave me some guidance, and I can't remember the exact words now. Do you remember?
I don't remember the exact words, but it was probably to be more aware on those days, like to actually track it and like become aware and like make stronger choices mm-hmm. on those days, right? Like extra consciousness, extra paying attention, like, okay, I'm going to choose what I focus on.
Yeah. And so like the week before it usually happens, because it really was yes. kind of like clockwork, to start paying attention to those things that I'm so happy about and grateful for and the things that I want more of. So I did that. And then my partner was able, we both had our parts of what was happening. And so he started really tending to what he needed to. And then I was holding space for it to come out of that. And that unhealthy pattern hasn't happened in let me change how I was going to say that. The healthy patterns have maintained for several months now, and we're getting more and more of nurturing and kindness and trust and love.
Yay, that's amazing. Without, and I want to say this for listeners, because you get it, you even change the way you say it, which is what we do. And I love that, right? Not that I fixed but like I created more healthy stuff. And it's so fun because we can change even those things without it being super hard or having to dive into this or having to figure out like what's wrong, right? We can just put the focus on what we want more of and hold that space for it to shift.
Yeah. And it is like, I could, while we're talking about this, I could feel, you can feel it in your body. Like I was getting ready to drop down and tell you that part, that the old stuff that no longer resonates. And then I was like, oh, wait a second. Here.
Yeah. Here. And I love sharing these because I think that's one of the hardest concepts when people start. They're like, oh, you can't just, oh, no, you can. You can choose not to go there and to create this, and not going there and focusing on what you want and choosing like, oh no, I'm going to create this, really does create more of what you want.
Yeah, it really does.
Yeah.
It really, really does.
Amazing. Fabulous. So I love, anything else you want to share? I want to talk about your question, but anything else on your heart or your mind before we dive into that?
I don't think so.
Perfect. So your question to me, and I love this, and I love that listeners get to hear this. Do you want me to read it?
Yeah.
Is it okay that I'm going in a much slower pace now? In the past, I thought I had to drive to crank out the assignments, but now I spend a lot more time on each assignment. For example, the one I'm on right now is creating the vision board. And I think about it like it's like I'm living in the vision board. Is that okay? First of all, absolutely. Yes. And this is this magical sweet spot. It's all magic. But this is this amazing sweet spot where we get to, where we understand that the work or the assignments is about depth, not about like getting it done, right? Mm-hmm. In the beginning, we do need to, well, we think we'll get there faster if we crank them out. And in some cases, that is, in a lot of ways, that is true, because what we're doing when we're like cranking them out or driving is really putting in those new brain patterns. We're getting mm-hmm. through those very quickly so we can become aware and we can shift and we can change. But then when we start getting everything we want, it really becomes about this depth and spending and investing that time in each assignment so that we're getting, I like to call it like squeezing all the juice, like out of the lemon, like really getting it, all of it out. Right. Instead of just like, oh, one squeeze and throwing it away. It's like,
yeah,
oh, like really squeezing it or using the machine and getting all of the juice out of it, because it's that juiciness that we realize starts to create what is even better in our lives, right? It's the next level. Yeah. It's like that, just the full on awesome, gooey, just even more amazingness.
Yeah. And I've been on the vision board, mm-hmm. and if I had cranked it out and glued it all, then I wouldn't have had that aha that happened right today. Because I was like, wow, I've been on this assignment for almost 3 weeks. Like, and my yeah. old part would have gone to guilt. Oh gosh, I need to do the, you know, da 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 da. But I was like, well, I mean, it really, everything happens effortlessly for a reason, for my highest good. It is. And so I wouldn't have had that moment where I truly saw that I went and looked at this house in reality. Do you know what I mean? And yes. Leo saw it too. He's like, that's our house we looked at.
Yes.
And so I would have not had that, do you know, which was a big growing moment for me. Because in the beginning I did need that momentum, but mm-hmm. I also would like, there was Susan and I were kind of right on the same
yes. pace,
and I would be like, oh, got to keep up with Susan. But then our paces changed, and then mm-hmm. like I would, and then I think it was that makes sense that at the time, like where I am now is a different pace than it was. And it's not negative that, you know what I mean?
Yeah, no, like, not at all.
I feel like I'm at a different level. Like, and so for the 3 weeks I've been on this assignment, I've been like seeing it everywhere, seeing my vision board, seeing, do you know what I'm feeling?
Yes.
Okay, great. Thank you. I wanted to check in on that.
Oh, yes. That's awesome. And thank you for sharing that and asking that question, because I think that's so important for people to understand. And it's one of those concepts you really mostly start to understand when you get there. And that's where you want to be, is where you're like, that creation is fun and you know you're doing it. Like, it's not about checking the box, right? It's the energy that you're putting into that vision board, to seeing it every day, to being open, to really continually ask, like, well, what do I want? What else do I want? What do I want in this house, right? So like, that is where this magic starts to come once you've gotten through those first places.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Amazing. Awesome. Yeah. It is so awesome. I love it. Yeah. And I'm the same way. I will have assignments that I take a very long time on, but it's the space in between them, right? It's then I'm not just doing it for like the 20 minutes assignment. I'm all day. I'm looking, I'm choosing, I'm identifying all the things.
Yeah. It's like a visceral way of going about it that affects all of your senses and yes. becomes a part of who you are, and it's not about like productivity. It's a different way. Like a, yeah. I don't
know. Yes. Yeah, absolutely. And there's no way in the beginning I could tell you guys like, oh, take 3 weeks on this vision. Like it makes people crazy in the beginning. Cause like, oh, what am I supposed to do? Because you haven't learned to tap in or be so present to that visceral stuff that it's, what do I do with this? Right.
Yeah. And you're setting the stage for the future, but in the beginning you need that structure and you need that's neat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which is, that's totally why it's so structured, so that in the beginning your brain is like, oh, okay, we know what to, like, we have something to do every day.
Yeah because I was thinking, because one of the emails you said when my graduation would be, and then I was like, oh, should I, like, this is my fourth year, should I be cranking it out again? Like, would I be getting more of this if I was doing it like I was in the beginning? But it's okay that this is a different stage, and it's perfect.
It is perfect. I mean, it's sort of like when you think of it, and we started to call Enchanted Life University, and we talk about like the different years. I mean, this is the year we kind of go into like your thesis, right? Mm-hmm. Which is longer. It's not so much someone else teaching you as it's like this exploration of your own, and really the, like, you've been creating all along, but this different, like just a different level of creating. And so that's kind of how I think about it is, you had all these things, these classes to get through. And now it's like, okay, like more open, more, what do I want? Because now you have all those abilities inside you to direct yourself, right? You don't necessarily need me every second telling you. You can take this vision board and go, oh, this is my, and for somebody else, it might not be the vision board assignment. They might crank out the vision board, but the playlist might really take them. That might be like what they spend 3 weeks on, because it's really what is feeding their growth and shifting, you know, their neural pathways and opening them up, right? Yeah.
That's funny you mentioned the playlist, because I listen to mine a lot, and it really is something that, it's an interest, it's like a living assignment that I did a long time ago, but it really, it's been, well, it's been instrumental, but but it's like, I listen to it and I feel it, and I feel the ease and grace of my future life. And then it becomes in the soundtrack of my day. And it's really neat.
Yeah.
It's really neat how it comes together.
Yay. I love it.
Yeah.
Cool. Yeah. Anything else you want to share as we wrap up?
Yeah. Another really neat thing that has happened is what happens to my partner. When I first started the Enchanted Circle, I was very empowered. I was intentionally single and in this really empowered spot of being single and creating all this on my own and stuff. And so in the last few years, I've moved into being a part of a partnership. And I used to just skip all of the partner stuff I would listen to. I'd be like, that doesn't contain to me because I'm doing it myself. And, but it's been really neat to see how it affects my partner. Because my income has quadrupled, and so has his. And and so he's really, like, he'll text me things or say things that it's very a new philosophy for him. And so it's really neat to see how, without saying, hey, you need to get on board with this, you know, but to see how it has affected his life. He's so happy in his current career, and he's really fulfilled. And so that has been a really neat thing. That I was going to look up. He sent me this text yesterday. Like, I really feel valued, and like, I'm on a good team that is going to be good. Let's see. Oh, he started talking about, because I love my job so very much, and it's fulfilling, and it's a perfect fit, and just all of these things that he's created and he's gleaned from me doing the Enchanted Circle. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I just wanted to share that, because I think I wasn't expecting that, and I. And it's just really cool to see that come into his reality, and he's creating a life where he feels valued and purpose and agency and freedom. And so that's pretty powerful.
Yes. Oh, that is super powerful. I love it. Amazing. Thank you for sharing that. That is such great evidence for people. And also sharing that you didn't have to say you have to do this. You just did it. As yeah. always, when this comes up in relationships, I like to tell listeners, like, you weren't over there like, oh, you should do this. You were yeah. just doing you. And he came along and it changed his yeah. life. Yeah.
Yeah. That's really neat. When I got that text yesterday, and he's like, I love when I met him, it was the polar opposite, right? Like,
yeah,
of how he felt. And so seeing that change and that shift was just so cool. And I've actually had several friends who've told me my income has quadrupled, like, since you've been doing the Enchanted Circle, like, I get way more money. And like, it's just, it's contagious.
Yes. It's so fun.
It is so fun.
Oh, that's amazing. I love it.
Yeah.
Fabulous. Cool. Well, thank you for sharing this chapter of your manifesting success story with us.
Thank you, Cassie.
You are welcome. And thank you all for listening. Make sure to come back and check out What is Awesome in Annie's Life next time.
Thank you for joining us today. If you are inspired and you're ready to start writing a new money story, a new life story, to really pick the pin up and design your happy ever after, go to enchantedlifeyou.com. That's enchantedlifeyou.com to get started. For any links that we talked about in the show, you can find the show notes at manifestingsuccessstories.com.